sound means it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and kids. WCHL's Kids Question of the Week, Kids Q, airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30. That would be now. Presented by PTA Thrift Shop and the brand new YouthWorks on Main Collaborative. That's the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more, including the Art Therapy Institute. And we are joined now by Hillary Rubison from the Art Therapy Institute. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. So tell us about art therapy. This is something that if people don't know about it, it's a significant burgeoning growing movement, and it's helping a lot of people. So what is art therapy as a practice?
Yeah, that's the $10 million question. How long do we have? No, art therapy is actually...
I got a salad to eat. You can just take as much time.
That's true. Just
I'm sitting here with this Greek salad that's just going to go uneaten for the entire show. So, yeah.
Well,
if you're playing along at home.
So art therapy is a mental health field. We all are master's level therapists that are trained to use the arts within our counseling practice. So we're actually bringing in the arts. Art therapy is primarily visual art, but I'm actually an expressive therapist, which means you pull in art and dance and music and drama and all those different arts forms into counseling.
That's awesome. How did you get into that?
Oh, man. Another long question. Well, funny enough, this is going to be true confessions here.
All right.
I loved painting growing up. I actually loved all the arts forms. But when I went to college, I really wanted to be a painter. And don't get traumatized by this out there, but one of my painting teachers actually told me that she didn't think I would make it as a professional artist. And it was really tough to hear that. But the silver lining of this situation was that I ended up dropping out of her class and joining something called a service learning class, which is a class where students sort of partner with community-based organizations, and you work on a project together. And my project happened to be working with a local theater that worked with kids that were, you know, struggling for different reasons. Mm-hmm. And I got to learn about their theater program. They sent us out to visit arts-based organizations across the Northeast, and I just fell in love with some of them. And I said, after college, you know, how can I work here? And they said, well, you need to get a master's in art therapy. And I said, what the heck is art therapy?
Yes.
But so it was sort of the silver lining of someone maybe trying to squander a dream and then kind of a new beautiful dream coming out
Every time a door closes, another one opens,
there you
right?
Go.
That's
there you
exactly
go.
Right. Speaking with Hillary Rubison, Art Therapy Institute. So tell us about the Art Therapy Institute. What is it? How big is it? How did you get involved with them? Who do you work with?
Definitely. So the Art Therapy Institute, I always say we're a small nonprofit. I don't actually know what small means, but we...
I'm pretty sure every nonprofit describes... I think small nonprofit is
one
word.
Okay, that's one word. Okay, yeah. One term. Okay. So there you go. We're a small nonprofit. We have our offices in Carrboro, but we really serve the whole triangle. And we sort of have a three-part mission. We do actual art therapy, and we do both community-based art therapy with individuals and groups. And one of our, you know, main parts of our mission is that we meet people where they are. We're not asking tons of people to have to, you know, come all the way out, schlep to our office. We sort of go into schools, go into hospitals, go into community-based organizations that might really benefit from having art therapy. So that's the therapy piece. And then we also do trainings in the local community about what art therapy is, you know, working with different populations. So that might be for, you know, teachers or social workers or parents or just any other sort of allied professionals who want to learn more about the field. And we also have art shows that also help educate people about what art therapy is at our office. And then the third piece is that we actually try to train new art therapists. We have master's level clinical interns, and we're working with different graduate programs to help them learn more about the field. And that's sort of our three-part mission. And we currently work with about 500 clients every week,
wow.
Even though we have a very,
You're
very small
small
staff.
Nonprofit,
well,
yeah.
Our staff size and our budget definitely
okay,
is.
Okay, there you go. All right.
Yeah.
That's cool. So how do you connect with people? Do they come to you? Do you go to them? Do people get referred to you? How does it work?
Yeah, it's sort of all of the above. Mm-hmm. We have kind of six major community-based programs, and they all have sort of come about from different ways. So we are in the Chapel Hill, Carrboro, City community schools as well as Durham Public Schools, serving both exceptional children, so kids, you know, with developmental disabilities or other physical disabilities within the schools. And that program was actually started back in 2005 when the schools really felt that art therapy might benefit that population. So we have a contract there. And then one of our other biggest programs is working with newcomers, so refugees and immigrants within the school system, both in Chapel Hill and Durham. And I think that one came about because the teachers and the school staff were just realizing that, you know, the kids coming in from different countries, there was a language barrier, so they weren't able to express what was going on. You know, what was going on with them. And not only was there a language barrier, but, you know, a lot of these kids had experienced some really tough stuff in their past, and they, even if they did speak English, they might not want to verbalize that. Mm-hmm. So again, they were like, art therapy, that might be perfect.
That's great. Like a different way of expressing
Yeah. And similarly, we work with other populations that also really benefit from a different way of expressing themselves. We work with the elderly. So, you know, if you know anyone with Alzheimer's or dementia who maybe might not be able to speak about certain things, we've seen really amazing things. I'm sure people have seen YouTube videos of this, but where elders are able to sing back all the songs from their youth and childhood and just light up at that music piece, but might not be able to hold just a regular conversation.
My grandfather was like that.
Yeah.
He could play guitar well after and loved doing it well after you couldn't carry on a conversation, but you could sit there and jam with him. It was incredible.
Yeah, muscle memory is incredible. I used to work at a nursing home for nuns. Mm-hmm. It was quite an experience. and there I was sort of in a music therapy role. And I remember that one of the older nuns, she was 98 years old, and she had dementia, and she thought that I was her piano student. And the therapy was actually every week going and sitting with her, and she would, you know, teach me piano. And
oh, wow.
I got yelled at a lot. But it was really beautiful to connect with her on that
level.
Are you
a better piano player now for having done that?
I think so.
I would assume so, right?
I think so.
That's
an amazing
awesome.
Experience.
So what is your favorite moment of working with someone and connecting with them?
Oh, my goodness.
That is a tough question.
I mean, I think people always talk about these aha moments.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if there is a specific scenario or a specific case, but I always, you know, when you're working with art, I think a lot of people have experience with the arts growing up, right? But they might not have the experience of using the arts to do some real healing work and talking about emotions. And I think my favorite moment is that, you know, that snap where people look at an image they're creating, for instance, if they're doing visual art, and they just find meaning out of it. They find a metaphor, they find symbolism. Something came out of that piece that they wouldn't have been able to talk through. And I think that's really the most powerful moment, that aha moment of being like, wow, my subconscious or unconscious or psyche really told me something that I might not have been able to work through verbally. And that's my favorite
part. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Speaking with Hillary Rubison, Art Therapy Institute, more on that in a second. We're here to do Kids Q. Are you ready for Kids Q?
I'm really nervous, but I'm going to do my best.
In that case, you're going to be great. It's the nervous people who always do great. All right, this is Kids Q, Kids Question of the Week. Get around the radio. Get your kids around the radio. This is for everyone. Here is today's question, which we have not yet seen. If you could, this is perfect for you.
Because,
you already talked about, like, expressiveness and visual, but also expressive in other ways.
I'm intrigued.
If you could see your feelings,
oh my gosh,
what do you imagine they would look like?
Wait, a real kid came up with this question?
I don't know who came up with it.
I was like,
these are questions for kids. Oh, God, now we've got to get kids to come up with these questions.
I'm sorry.
No, that's great. Okay. I love that. No, these are Kids Q questions. We pull them from a thing. But,
that is awesome.
But they're like questions for kids. But, now we're going down to Kids Q and asking what the questions.
Okay.
All
right, repeat it one more time, and then fully ready.
If you could see your were just stalling the whole time, weren't you? If you could see your feelings, what do you imagine they would look like?
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you all right now that I am sitting here with my eyes closed.
Yes.
I'm pulling in the thoughts here.
Yes.
If I could see my feelings right now, because I can only speak to what I'm feeling right now, there is like this big, bright, kind of sun-looking thing right in the middle of my chest or in my vision. And then there's all these kind of blue rocket ship shapes shooting out. And that is what I'm feeling right now. And I will say, I think that I've never had that image before, and I think that's a testament to being on this show, because I'm just really excited to talk with you, and I feel bright and just excited to share our story outward, which I think is what the little blue rocket ship things are going out. And there's kind of a warmth in the sun. Yeah.
That's the most awesome answer.
Okay.
That's so cool.
And if you would have asked me in 1 minute, it would have been totally different.
Something totally different. So, no. Yeah. I was just going to say blue calm ocean, but no, sun in the middle with blue rocket
That's
ships
just
around.
What I saw. I don't know.
That's so cool. I had Jean Bolduc on the air a couple of weeks ago, and I asked her a question, and she like told me this story about like parenting techniques in like a roundabout way of answering the question. I'm like, I was just going to say the Statue of Liberty or something like that. And, like, you just blew me away with it. That's such a cool answer.
I might go home and paint that now. You never
you
know.
You should, yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's
and then go back
question.
And show it to your professor.
Exactly.
Be like, see?
Look where I am
you
now.
You steered me in the right direction, but you didn't have to.
That's right.
All right. Speaking with Hillary Rubison, Art Therapy Institute, how can people find out more about the Institute? How can people get involved and help?
Yeah, definitely. So our website is probably the easiest way. That is just NCATI.org, so sort of like ncarttherapyinstitute.org. Mm-hmm. And on there, you'll see sort of all of our upcoming events. So we have, for instance, a really awesome art show coming up on November 10th as part of the Second Friday Art Walk, where a community artist is showing her paintings, and they are incredible. And then the week after, we have, you know, a training on group therapy and how to incorporate the arts in that. So for any allied professionals or just really anyone in the community to come out for those things, that would be great. And then also on the website, you can figure out, you know, there's a volunteer list of different opportunities we have. We always need a lot of support and help, whether it's, you know, helping set up art shows or workshops or getting art supply donations or helping with childcare, just so many different things. And they are all on the website to help out. And then we also have a pretty active Facebook page. So if you search for us there, and we are working on our Instagram and Twitter, they are out there, but I am not the best person to talk. That's why I have awesome interns doing this.
I'm a Facebook-only guy, too. So
yeah,
I
we have
feel
a great Facebook
on that
page.
One. Yes, yes.
So, yeah, all of those options are ways to reach out to us. And my email is on there as well. And please feel free to reach out to me personally as well.
Awesome. NCATI.org,
that's right?
That's right. So go there and find out more about the Art Therapy Institute and how you can get involved and help. Hillary Rubison, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks
this was
for
great.
Having me.
And if you're listening out there, if you're driving around, if you're at home, ask yourself that question. Ask your kid this question. And see where the conversation goes. If you could see your feelings, what do you imagine they would look like? That's our Kids Q question of the week. If you got some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main. Works with an X, YouthWorks on Main. Use the hashtag KidsQ. We look forward to hearing from you.